They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
All right, welcome everybody. We are back. It's Mike, Tim, and Josh. That threw me for a loop because I'm used to saying Keith in between there, and Keith's not on with us today. This one was kind of thrown together last minute, so Keith's not with us. I am currently in Alaska on a work trip, and these guys agreed to do a podcast with me to keep me company because I got COVID while I was on my way out here. So we'll talk more about that, but I'll let Mike and Tim say hey to everybody before we get going.
Hey, buddy. So there seems to be a mistake. You think this is for you. This is for our audience. Our numbers are growing, and the people. I'm giving the people what they want.
Giving the people what they want. Okay. Tim, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, as good as you can be when you're isolating in a hotel room in Fairbanks, Alaska.
You got the COVID, though.
I do. I got the Rona.
It's interesting, and I'm not trying to get all political, but he also voted for Trump. So thank you, callers.
No, I didn't.
Who'd you vote for, Joe Jorgensen?
No, I didn't vote.
Oh.
Yeah. If I don't like people, then I don't vote for them. That's typically how it
maybe
goes.
Maybe we just edit that part out.
Anyways.
Obvious because he didn't vote for Trump. That's why he got it.
That's why I got it?
Yeah.
No, here's why I got it. Buddy. So I got it because I had to get a rapid test in order to get into the state of Alaska. And the testing facility that they made me go into was a 4-foot by 4-foot box where everybody that's been sick for the last 2 months has been crawling in and out of and getting their nose swabbed. And I went in with no symptoms because I had to go on a work trip and get a rapid test to show that I was negative to get into the state. And I got COVID from the testing facility. That's pretty much how that goes. So.
That's why I don't get tested for anything.
We know this. We've made this well aware that you don't get tested for anything, Mike. That's a well-known thing. Everyone that listens, all three of our listeners know that.
Hey, we're well above three these days. We're starting to blow up.
Starting to blow up. Yep. We're getting huge. That's right.
So how many downloads do we have now?
We're over 400. Big numbers.
Almost a four. Just last week we celebrated 100 listeners.
That's right.
And now we're up to 4. So, yeah. You know, is there a way listeners could reach out if they want to contact us, to ask us questions, anything like that?
You know what? That's a great segue. Listen to this. So tell me. Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. You really lined that one up, Mike. And just so everybody's aware, it is funniestguysiknow. There's no three. I couldn't get that email address. So funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. Send us an email because we want to start responding and giving advice and all that fun stuff. I'm very excited to start getting emails. I'm here in the hotel room. I was super sick for one day, and it's been getting a little better here and there. But we had an event happen this morning that I'm very excited about. I sharted myself, which at first I was a little upset about, but now I'm really excited about because I read that it's the last COVID thing. Not sharting yourself, but getting diarrhea is the last part of COVID. So I think I'm on the tail end slide of this thing, guys, because I'm making moves.
Tail end. I got it.
You like that pun?
That was good.
Well, I've been on the tail end of this COVID for years, then.
You guys have any good poop in public stories? Speaking of sharting, don't everybody dive in at once.
I don't know if it's good. I don't know if sharting is ever good. So you sharted when you had COVID. One time I took the boys to Target to get some Nerf guns and just happened to shart right there in the Nerf aisle.
Yeah, that was good.
How did this end? What'd you do?
So
you just start like grabbing Nerf bullets and tries.
So here's the thing. For those of you that have sharded before, you'll probably understand this. I thought I had to fart, and I stepped back from the boys because it was going to be a big one, and I went ahead and let the fart go. When I let the fart go, I was surprised by what happened afterwards, and I just waddled immediately to the bathroom, took off my pants, threw away the underwear, and then put back on my pants, walked, found Lindsay, my wife, and said, babe, we gotta fucking go home. And she's like, what's the matter? And I said, I just shit myself. And she said, you can't be serious. You can't be serious. And I said, babe, I'm serious. Go ahead and buy the clutch or whatever it is that you're looking at, and we gotta fucking go home. And that was it. I wasn't sick. There was no reason for it. I just shit my pants.
So, Dad, can I get this Nerf? You get whatever you want. Just get in line.
Did any leave the underwear area? Because once you threw out the underwear, it's like you're good to go. There was no need to leave the store.
I am a huge fan of Lululemon everything, and those pants are somewhat tight. And
somewhat tight. Somewhat tight.
I would be lying. I'd be like, they're not yoga pants, okay? They're called.
You remember when you made me try those pants on?
Wait, you both tried on yoga pants?
Okay, so not yoga pants, the ABC pants. What does that stand for, Tim?
Anti ball crushing.
Yeah, that's not true at all. That is the worst name for a pair of pants ever. So Tim made me try a pair of these pants on because he's like, they're the best pants in the world. You got to try them on. And I walked out of that dressing room, and it was like I had saran wrap on every part of my lower extremities. Those are not comfortable pants.
Have you ever seen
those? You wore yoga pants to Target?
I didn't. They're not yoga pants.
Have you ever seen those? You could put like clothes in them, and then you vacuum seal the bags up, or anything, and you vacuum seal the bags up.
Yeah.
It looked like Josh walked in there. Tried on some pants, and then somebody at Lululemon went in there with a fucking vacuum and just sucked all the air out. He walked out of the dressing room, and it was fantastic.
You know, looking back on it, I don't really even know why I walked out of the dressing room. I should have just said, nah, these aren't happening, and called it a day.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought you were going to walk out because you were impressed with your bulge, but it looked like you had more of a camel toe than anything.
Okay. you can't win. You just can't win. It's bad enough we're talking about trying on Lululemon pants, and we had to go to that. So the boys, they get their Nerf guns that day or what?
Oh, they got a lot of shit because I was just like, grab whatever you want and get the fuck out of the
store.
They
did get a lot of shit. Everybody in Target got a lot of shit that day, Tony.
Oh, wait. You couldn't have just went and sat in the car and waited patiently for your family?
You sit in your own... Dude, okay, so have you never sharted before, Mike?
No, he threw away his underwear.
Yeah, but he's in a dressing room. There's not, like, really good wipe material in there. You know you're still dealing with some stuff even after you get rid of
underpants. You went in the dressing room or the restroom?
Oh, I thought he said dressing room.
No, here's the thing. Yes, I went into the bathroom. However, it was a fairly significant accident. It was not all contained within the underwear. Okay? Like, it was not... We should not have been in public.
Jeez. It's awesome. You know what makes this story even better? They were Lululemon pants, so you know they were like $140 or something stupid like that that you shat on.
Oh, you chalk that up as a loss.
Nope. Here's the other thing that's great about Lululemon. I threw in some stain stuff. I wear those pants to this day. Lululemon, fantastic material.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And if your thighs aren't, you know, are average or less than average size, then they'll be great for you. For me, they're saran wrap. So, Mike, do you have any stories? Have you ever done this? Have you ever had this phenomenon happen to you?
No, I. Here's the thing. Oh, I shit every 4 hours on the hour, and therefore accidents never happen.
Every 4 hours?
Yeah, I shit like probably 5-6 times a day.
You might want to get that checked out, dude.
Yeah, that's not possible.
That's not real. Hey, that's not normal.
So when we worked together, Josh, you never noticed I was in the bathroom every few hours?
Yeah, I just assumed you were just trying to get more breaks.
No, man. I'm not going to take advantage of the company like that.
Every 4 hours? You're making this up.
True story.
This sounds like another one of your embellishments.
No, true story. First of all, when have I embellished anything?
Okay. So, wait. So you, like, when you go to the doctor and they ask you, like, the normal checkup questions, have you ever told a doctor that you shit every 4 hours?
They've never asked.
Isn't that, like, a normal question?
I just assumed that was normal.
You should probably tell them.
Why?
Dude, if you're having bowel movements 6 times a day, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't think it's a problem at all.
You thought every 4 hours was normal?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever discussed this with another human being?
So probably about 4 times a day. Hey, listeners, if you're out there and you shit at least 4 times a day, email us. Let us know.
Yeah, we need to hear about this. You heard the email earlier. Send us an email. Let us know if there's any other human being out there that shits every 4 hours. That doesn't...
Guaranteed.
No, it's not normal.
I think you guys are in the minority.
No, it's definitely... You're not supposed to poop that often, Mike, at all.
Not at all.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay, so you poop every 4 hours and you've never sharted yourself. I think both of those things are a lie.
Okay, if you poop every 4 hours, then you've shat yourself at least 12 times in the past month.
In a month.
So one time I had a paper route. I was late teens. And I was in back of my buddy's truck. He was taking me. So I'm sitting in back of his truck, and I'm throwing these papers in these people's driveway. And we're going down the street, and I lift my leg like it's nothing. And, yeah, I shit myself. But luckily, I was in the bed of the truck.
So did you...
So,
what, yeah, I newspapers turn into toilet paper at that point in time? Or how did you rectify the situation?
It wasn't like a huge amount. It was enough to make me uncomfortable, but not a huge amount. And we finished the route. I didn't even bother telling them, like, hey, I need to get home right now.
That's impressive.
Finish the job. I'm a company man.
Company. How much longer were you throwing papers?
Oh, it was probably like another 20 minutes.
20 minutes in your own poop.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot.
Okay. All right. Speaking of things that you shouldn't do, I got to ask you guys, on the flight up here, I had an interesting thing happen to me. You know how you're all spaced out on airplanes now? Like, you can't be sitting right next to somebody or whatever. So I'm sitting in seat C, and there's a dude sitting in seat A. This is on the flight from Seattle to Fairbanks. And so there's a seat between us, but I still disagree with what he did. If we were talking what's up with that, this would be my topic. This guy took his shoes off. This is a 4-hour-long flight. And honestly, it doesn't even really matter how long the flight is. But he took his shoes off in an airplane. I'm not okay with it. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this.
I don't see an issue with it at all. 4 hours, you got to be comfortable.
You're cool with people taking their shoes off?
Did they smell?
Everybody's feet smell.
No, like, if you got new sneakers, that's, like, a good smell.
I mean, these weren't new sneakers. Let's just assume they're not new sneakers. I don't think this should really matter, but...
But was there foot odor?
There's always foot odor.
No, there's not always foot odor.
That's like...
You could smell it from 2 seats away.
People think their poop doesn't smell as much as everybody else's.
But did you smell anything?
Every foot smells.
With your COVID, did you smell it?
I mean, I probably couldn't smell anything at that point, but no, not really. I can't say that there was like a foul odor in the air, but it's just not an okay thing to do, I feel like, in an enclosed environment like that.
I don't have a problem with it.
Tim?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't like it when people even wear shorts on a plane.
Okay. I'm not asking the wrong person. So you're saying hell no to taking shoes off.
Taking a shoe off is like asking me to punch you in the fucking throat.
Okay, see, that's how I feel. Maybe not that extreme, but I don't think it's okay to take your shoes off in an airplane.
No, not okay.
What if they wear flip-flops? That's okay?
No, I'm still judging you.
On an airplane.
Still judging you at that point.
Because if you if you wear flip-flops for a long time, you get the sweaty feet in the flip-flops. Oh, that funk can get even worse than shoes.
That shit is bad.
Like, you should not be going flip-flops or shoeless in an airplane.
And plus, I'm being serious. There's like maybe four people on the face of the planet that even have feet that look good enough to wear flip-flops. My wife being one of them. I don't know the other three, but... Have you seen these motherfucking cavemen that wear flip-flops on planes?
I honestly, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody wearing flip-flops on an airplane. That's a good thing.
All the time. Flip-flops and shorts. Cover your shit up. That's what I'm saying. Cover your shit up. When you go on an airplane, you should be wearing a hoodie, sweatpants, probably, honestly, like snow boots, plastic or winter gloves.
I was flying to Alaska, so...
I don't want to see your shit on an airplane. Any of it.
I agree. And that's why I'm totally against people taking their freaking shoes off in an airplane. It's just not okay.
So I'm supposed to take a flight in a couple weeks. So when that person picks me up from the airport, they're going to see me in flip-flops, like fucking gym coat shorts, short motherfuckers, and a tank top. That's what they're fucking walking into.
Shorts, tank top, and flip-flops. You're going to be flying in on December 27th to Spokane, Washington, in tank top, shorts, and flip-flops.
Happy New Year.
I love it.
Wait, Mike, did you get this? Is this stupid motherfucker not coming out as well?
What?
Did you catch this that Josh is like, you're going to be flying in? Where's Josh going to be?
Tim, I don't even know if I'm going to be out of this hotel room at that point in time.
Okay, well then, guess what? Mike and I are rerouting our flights to fucking Alaska.
Come on up to Fairbanks. Yep.
To get the COVID?
Yeah. I don't know how long I'm going to have to isolate until all my symptoms are gone. I know that.
Hey, we'll be at that bar at 4:30.
Yeah, I'm going to try and order some alcohol up to my room in 2 hours and have a drink.
Hey, Josh, if being a fucking dumbass is one of the COVID symptoms, you're going to be there for a long time.
Okay, first off, is this someone else? Where did this accent come from? Hey, Josh, hey.
He's been working on that all week.
Yeah. Guaranteed. This is his new persona. This is Wisconsin Tim. Any other airplane stuff you don't like, Tim? You fly a lot.
Oh, I do not like it when somebody comes on there with like smelly foods. So they get on the plane, they decide to start eating, and like, McDonald's is that's pretty bad, but like when you start to have like curry dishes or fish or what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
curry, just, no to the curry. I did have somebody open up warm tuna at one point. Mm. And I was kind of like, how is it warm? But it was obviously warm, like, you know when tuna's hot. And they open that up on a plane. There's no getting rid of that smell.
And I know this is a little cliche, but what about these fucking morons that just have no spatial awareness and they take like a 7x7 bag and try to fit it into a 3x3 overhead compartment?
Yeah.
It's not going to work, bro. That's why I just check my bags
every time.
You do check your bags for everything, Mike. No, people are legit like throwing their shoulder into the bag to try and shove it into the compartment, and the poor flight attendant's like, excuse me, sir, that's not gonna fit. We're gonna have to check it. I'll get it in there. Give me a minute.
Or when they're walking down the aisle of the airplane, they have no control over their bag whatsoever and just bumps into everybody's shoulder.
Yeah. What about the reclining on an airplane? This is another question I had when I was thinking out there. What you're
totally inappropriate.
I agree.
If somebody reclines on me, I dig my knees into the back of the chair, and I thrust.
Yeah.
I thrust so hard.
I agree. I don't think there should be recline buttons on in coach. Like, that's bullshit. Because if you're over, I don't know, six, even, I'd say even the high fives, that recline is right in your chin.
Oh, you're dead.
Like, your legs are done. You have to straighten your legs out just to let the thing come back, and you're, like, losing blood flow 15 minutes into the flight, and meanwhile, their hair's in your chin. It's the worst.
I don't see an issue with it.
You like to recline. You're a recliner?
Who, me?
So, Mike, you're going to go up in an airplane with your flip-flops on.
I don't recline.
And recline your shit and coach?
Listen, I'm not a traveler like you guys. I hop on a plane once every other year. So the only thing that bugs me is when people get up to use the bathroom more than one time. And then in my head, they're automatically a terrorist.
Wait, let's rewind, and I think we need to dive into something that you just said. So you just said you're upset when people get up to go to the bathroom more than one time, and this is coming from someone that poops six times in one day.
Every 4 hours, buddy.
Okay, well, what if you're on a five-hour flight?
I could hold it. I'm not an animal.
All right, I just thought I should point out that hypocrisy in your statement, considering you poop more than anybody I've ever met in my life. Like, double more than anybody I've ever met in my life. Please get that checked out.
I'm not an international traveler either.
You will be.
The furthest I fly is
until we take this road on this show on the road.
I do have another issue with traveling. To Mike's point, when people have to get up more than once. So I always download my shit. Like, when I travel, I got one bag. It is folded and then rolled so I can fit multiple outfits. I can pack a fucking week's worth of shit into like a 2x2 bag. Like, I am an expert traveler. Here's the thing. So I have my movies downloaded. I got one bag. I'm good to go. Shit is tight. It's compact. Boom. When people have to get up more than once, or even if they get up once, I'm watching my show. Don't touch me. There's no reason for you to ever touch me, like to tap me on the shoulder and be like, I have to get up now. You motherfucker, just wave your hand in front of my face or something, make eye contact with me. I'll let you pass. You don't need to touch my shoulder. Definitely don't touch my knee. And motherfucker, more than once, I've had people touch my inner thigh to try and get by me on an airplane.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't need to do that.
I think that's just hitting on you at that point.
Yeah, it depends what she or he looks like, right?
He wasn't bad.
I also feel like I'd be a little remiss if I didn't point out that the person that's touching you, that's annoying you while you have all your stuff downloaded, is your wife. Because apparently, when you did the voice, that was definitely your Lindsay voice.
She hasn't been on a plane a lot. Listen, I love her. She hasn't been on a plane a lot, and she's just got to figure shit out. So I usually sit by one of the boys.
Well, flying up here was fun. It was great. The second I got here to do work, I got sick, and now I'm quarantined and isolated. So I basically can't do any of the work I flew up here to do. So it's been an exciting week here in Alaska. I did get to go to a Russian place before I got sick.
I'm almost certain that's what gave you the shit.
I had borscht. I had that. And I also...
Ooh.
What?
Oh, my bad.
What are you doing right now, Tim?
We might have to cut that part. I was spit my sunflower.
Oh. He's choking on sunflower seeds.
Hello? I was spit my sunflower seeds into one of my beer cans, and I was drinking out of the other one. I ended up drinking... I spit some sunflower seeds in the beer that I was drinking. I swallowed some sunflower seeds.
Are you okay?
Yeah. What flavor was the seed?
These were the original ones. No, I stopped the original. Or the dill pickle.
Could have been the dill pickle.
Are you going to be able to record the rest of the day, or you still have like a couple in the windpipe?
Yeah, okay. Just a second. You might just cut this part.
Yeah, I'm not going to. It's actually pretty interesting.
Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying I went and I got Russian food.
The two girls, one cup.
No.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, I had borscht. It was pretty good for soup
that
made out of beets.
That shit was two girls, one cup, bro.
No. You had to say that at dinner while I was eating. I was like, oh, why'd you do this to me? But now I had that, and I had schnitzel. Russian schnitzel, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
Ooh, schnitzel? Come on.
I like schnitzel.
I love schnitzel.
Yeah, buddy.
Who doesn't love schnitzel?
I agree. Never but had in it. Germany, it's all...
You've
it's...
never had fucking schnitzel?
What?
Never once in my life.
Oh, man, we need to culture you, Mike. Get out of California.
What? Yeah. How do you...
I'm American, bro.
Okay. We're going to go... We're going to do some traveling with Mike. We're going to make sure he doesn't wear flip-flops and a tank top. And we're going to go... Listen, we're going to do a recording from Europe or something one of these days.
Josh, last time you ate Russian food, you got sick as shit.
No, it wasn't from the Russian food. It was from the CVS testing center. We've already been through this.
Yeah, well, claim it on whoever you want to blame it on.
Yeah, dude, but this wasn't... So, Tim, this was new because, you know, schnitzel is pork, right? So it's tenderized pork. This was chicken schnitzel, the Russian. So it was interesting.
Wait, is the standard schnitzel in Russia chicken?
I don't know, but the schnitzel I had was chicken.
That's interesting.
And I think it was the only option. So it was a little different. It wasn't quite as tender as the pork, but it was really good.
I'm just a huge fan of schnitzel.
That's I like schnitzel too. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I had crepes for dessert. Crepes are a big thing around here. There's actually a restaurant that does nothing but crepes across the street, which I can't go to.
What sort of fruit topping did you have on your crepes?
It was inside. So they were crepes and then they were rolled. So they had cherry filling on the inside and then chocolate shavings over the top. It was pretty good. And that was the last thing that I ate before I was bedridden and shitting myself. So, you know, that's good. Those were the good days.
So how long after you got a symptom were you like, oh, I need to be checked?
Mine wasn't like, hey, you got these little symptoms that showed up. Mine was full bore from 0 to 100 almost immediately. Like the second I got done with dinner that night, I started getting really like bad chills. But I just thought it was because we walked home from the restaurant. It was like 2 blocks, so it wasn't very far. But it's in Alaska in December, so it's freaking cold outside. So I was like freezing. And I got back to my room and I was like, oh man, this chill just won't go away. And then it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like got feverish, got real, real cold. So I like didn't feel good, laid down in bed. I pumped the thermostat up to like 76 and I slept in a hoodie that night and was still shivering the entire night. And then the next morning I was like, I gotta go get tested. So I went in the morning. The guy I was here with from work, he drove me because I couldn't drive myself. And I threw up on the way there. I got tested. I was positive, and here we are.
So at no point you thought it was like food poisoning?
No, definitely not. I've had food poisoning. This was not food poisoning.
And so you got your coworker sick?
No. Nope. I physically could not drive myself. It was that bad. We obviously took some, like I doused myself in sanitizer and wore my mask and he wore his and cleaned the car and all that crap. So
mask work is what you're saying.
I'm not saying anything, but he's not sick yet. I'm hoping he doesn't get sick.
Did you wear a mask?
Yeah, I'm required to.
You just said that.
Oh, no. I know he just said that, but I'm just kind of walking both of you Republicans through some logic. So you did wear a mask you were sick with COVID. Is your business partner sick right now? Yes or no?
He came today and said that he's feeling a little sore. So it's not looking good.
There it is.
It's not looking good.
Like true Republicans, change the story halfway through.
No, what? There's no change in the story. He's not confirmed anything yet. I'm hoping he doesn't get sick, but he did tell me that his back has been bugging him today. So I'm hoping that's just a normal thing.
Also, like true Republicans, don't confirm anything yet. AKA, we lost the election.
Nothing confirmed. Oh, the election? That shit's over. Let's call that what it is. That's over. Oh, man. You think they're going to come back and basically admit that the entire election process is flawed? I don't think that's going to happen. So, it is what it is. All right. So, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, Mike, I wanted you to give us an update. We're post date number one, so let's hear it. What happened with Shelly?
Well, you know, leading up to it, we had some really fantastic phone conversations, and I thought we were a perfect match. But, you know, when we went out to eat, that same spark just wasn't present. I mean, she's a total super cool person, but, you know, usually, you know, when you go on a date and you know there's chemistry, you're already thinking like, okay, I'm gonna kiss her at the end of the night, or you don't want the date to end or whatever. But when it came time for dinner to end, I think we were both pretty cool with just saying, you know, all right, thank you for the evening, and calling it good right there.
Okay, well, I can cut all of that out, and then you can get to the non-bullshit answer. So what happened on the date, Mike?
Nothing. We met for dinner, had a decent dinner, decent conversation, but I don't think the attraction was there from either party, so it is what it is, man.
You don't think the attraction was there from either party. Tim, what are your thoughts on this?
Couple thoughts. First of all, thank you, Shelly, for showing up last week. That was super great of you to be on this podcast and hang out with us. And it doesn't work out sometimes. Usually, though, when it doesn't work out, it's because of a stupid cunt like yourself, Shelly. So why don't you do me a favor? Go fuck off. That's it.
Well, that's the end.
Yeah,
that's the end.
Oh, man.
Mike, I got to stick up for you, man.
I appreciate it,
So, for those of you that don't know, Tim is a very passionate person about the people that he loves. And so, I guess this is an evolution in the friendship here. Because, wow, you really went to bat for Mike there. And I don't know that it was necessarily warranted. We're not hearing the whole story. I can guarantee you that. Something else is going on there, from Mike's super PC answer to how the date went and now they're not talking anymore. Have you guys talked?
No, we haven't.
You haven't talked. So we had this thing, this whole relationship where you guys were talking on the phone a lot. She came on the show, big hit.
Yeah.
And then everything fell flat and you haven't talked to her. And it was just because you guys just wasn't really super physically attracted. That's the whole story.
Yeah, I think we're both a little bit older, and we both knew, like, okay, it's not for us. Let's move forward.
This is the most polite I've ever heard Mike.
I know, right? What happened?
So weird.
Hey, I tell you what, though. Like, I was kind of, with California shutting down again, I wasn't sure I was going to go to Spokane. But with Tim's answer there, I am there, bro. I am there.
Man.
What did she say about the podcast?
She said it was fun. She said, like, yeah, she said she knows it's a podcast. She wasn't upset with you being a dick or anything. So she had a good time.
I don't think that's what Tim asked. That wasn't his question at all. Is it? Why is that just a
story? That's what I heard.
Wait, did she think I was a dick?
No. Well, no, I did.
No. How was I a dick on that show?
I don't know.
There's 20 examples.
Yeah, do you think Tim was a dick at all that episode, Josh?
No, he was going to bat for his boy, and that's what Tim does.
I didn't appreciate that last week, but today I do.
Today you do.
Hey, don't tell me. What didn't you appreciate last week?
I don't know. I thought you were a little harsh at times, but...
What question or statement was harsh?
I don't remember.
Let's just put it this way, Tim. I don't think any women are going to be chomping at the bit to get on this podcast anytime soon.
You know what? I'm not even trying to hold Tim back anymore. You do you.
Yeah, it's hard to. You can't harness this man. He's a stallion.
I just want to make sure there's a lady that's good enough for my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or just a man good enough for my boy. I don't care.
Hey, make sure there's one good enough in Spokane. I'm going to be there in about 3 weeks.
The man, specifically. He means make sure there's a man good enough. So, you get to work on that, Tim.
Why do you make things awkward, Josh?
I didn't. It was very clear to me. Tim just said, or a man, and then you said, you make sure you've got that lined up for me, Tim. That conversation just happened. I can still hear.
I didn't hear.
Oh. Maybe it's a Freudian slip. Who knows?
Did you guys see the Tyson Jones Jr. fight?
I did. Horrible. I think I have different opinions than both of you.
Did you see it, Mike?
I did. not to sound like a dick, but luckily the date ended early enough I was able to catch it. Or I thought I was fortunate it before the fight started, night, and then once it started, I'd rather be on the date.
Once it started, it turned out to be exactly what it was, which was some mid-50-year-old men trying to act like they can still box.
Oh, man. That is such garbage.
It was one 50-plus man boxing and another 50-plus man taking the punches the other guy was throwing.
Yeah, but somehow it was a draw. Can't imagine how that ended that way.
You guys have no taste for anything.
Okay, so what are your thoughts, Tim? Let's hear your weigh in on it for us.
I'll weigh in on it, just like Tyson weighed in on the fact that he is 52 or 54 and could still move like a motherfucker. Did you see his jab uppercut combos? He was quick. I don't care what anybody says. He was quick.
Tyson looked all right. Jones Jr., it was rough. His like little like feints and stuff, and he never put his hands up once and was kind of like ducking in and out.
Well, but Jones Jr., his fighting style when he was in his prime, that was never going to ever translate to being a 51-year-old trying to box.
Yeah.
Where he sticks his left hand out and just like lets it hang there and then tries to beat you on like a left hook real quick.
Yeah.
Like that was never going to work. Tyson looked quick as shit, in my opinion.
I thought Tyson looked okay. I thought he did.
No, he looked decent. He looked like a 54-year-old man beating on a heavy bag, and Roy Jones was that heavy bag.
Jones looked like he was done about 2.5 rounds in. Like he had.
I don't know how that was a draw.
I don't either.
I mean, it was for charity. There didn't need to be a winner.
It's a draw, so they can have another one.
I know who the loser was. It was everybody who paid $60 to watch that thing.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
All right, we're back. This is episode 2 in the same day. It's actually episode 10, but we're back here. I'm still isolated in the hotel in Fairbanks. We couldn't get Keith on earlier. We got him on now, but we don't have Tim, so I'm going to take two episodes and kind of merge them into one episode, so that's what we're doing right now. Keith, you want to say hi to everybody?
Yeah, nice to be back. I thought I got out of this shit. I gotta be honest.
Nope, not so lucky, my man.
Josh, stay healthy, man.
I'm doing what I can, buddy. I don't have taste anymore. That's a new thing.
You lost your taste?
Yeah, dude, it's really random. Let me tell you what's really crazy. I didn't really piece together what that meant. I guess you don't know until you have it, but when you lose your sense of taste, it's a very weird thing. I literally took a bag of salt and vinegar chips, which I thought in a million years, no matter what happens to you, you'll be able to know that flavor, right? I put a salt and vinegar, like 4 or 5 chips in my mouth. Nothing. It is the weirdest thing ever. And I've been drinking. I had a Steely. I had a Steely fruit punch or whatever those things are. What's it called? Spike punch. I had a Steel Reserve Spike punch. Tasted none of it. It was actually the best Steel Reserve I've ever had.
God, dude, how lucky are you?
Yeah, it was great. Didn't taste any of it.
Steel Reserve without any flavor?
Yeah, you're really quiet, by the way, Mike, so you may need to get up close to your mic.
My apologies.
You're still quiet. You're killing me. This is day one.
Sorry. Can you hear? Hello?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, man, fuck you.
I got you. Apparently. I got you loud and clear.
Hey, apparently fucking COVID made you lose your hearing, too.
Apparently. That might be a thing. Well, so let me explain to everybody what's going on. So we recorded half the episode earlier with Tim. And then Tim said, hey, everybody show back up. Let's get back on later tonight for a late night show. So we all did. and Tim isn't here. So I've just decided, shit, we're going to record. We got a half a recording from earlier. We're going to get a half a recording from tonight with Keith. And then I'm going to do some editing and dubbing and put one episode together for everybody to keep the, you know, we got to give the people what they want. In the words of, what's that show? Mike, you know it. With Jalen.
Voltaire.
Jalen and Jacoby. Give the people what they want. That's what we're going to try and do.
His name is Voltaire.
It's called Nashville. Everybody
no,
watch it.
This is not, oh my gosh. Why do you always bring up that stupid show?
So good. It's good.
Marcus Aurelius.
So, Keith, let me get you spun up here, dude. Earlier we talked about the fact that I was excited because I got up this morning, I was feeling a little bit better, and then I pooped myself. And I was upset at first that I pooped myself. But then I looked up the progression of COVID symptoms, and diarrhea is the last one. So, like, I was real excited that I pooped myself. So then that kind of rolled into... Does anybody have any times that you've accidentally pooped yourself stories? And we're curious, Keith, do you have one?
I have a few. What I will say is the one that stands out. The one that stands out.
Yeah, let's hear the one that stands out.
It's uneventful. But we were like... We were seniors in high school. We skipped school. We hopped in my buddy's, like, white Volvo. So that tells you how, like, suburban we were. And we drove over to my house, which is, like, two blocks from the high school. And we got out of the guy's Volvo because we were going to go play, like, Twisted Metal 2. And then he said, I just shit myself. And I said, oh, that's disgusting. And that was it. Now, me personally shitting myself, those stories will never be shared. Ever.
Hey, Keith, let me ask you a question. How many times a day do you shit?
I'm actually a very... It's a once a day to... Once every 2 days. I'm not a public shitter. I'm very particular about where I poop.
Sorry. Did Mike tell you how many times a day he shits?
No.
Mike, how many times a day do you shit?
I shit every 4 hours, except for when I'm asleep. So I shit 4 to 5 times a day.
All right. I make a point to not poop around anybody or to talk about it. I'm very, very isolated in that whole scene. But congratulations, man.
Is that not alarming to you, Keith?
Yes, it's, yeah, I don't know.
Dude, it was slightly alarming to Tim and I. By slightly, I mean really alarming to
Tim. I don't judge. I'll never judge.
Yeah.
Hey, right, okay, well. So I got a topic I want to talk with you guys about, okay? So... I want to know, because this just happened to me. So, we recorded earlier, right, Mike? And yep. I was doing okay. And then I went and I took a nap this afternoon because I got a little tired. And then I woke up and I couldn't taste anything. So, this is a new phenomenon to me. But here's what happened. I had ordered dinner already. So, I got up. I ordered dinner. It was delivered to my door. I ate it. You know what I ordered?
What?
Wendy's.
Why? Mm-hmm.
So I had a crispy chicken sandwich and
even
some,
if you could taste, why would you order Wendy's?
Some chili cheese fries. No, this was when I could still taste, and I took that for granted.
I'm asking you, even when you could taste, why would the fuck would you order Wendy's?
I like Wendy's.
Gross, dude.
It's better than McDonald's. You eat all the time.
Not at all, dude.
So, anyways, the moral of my story here is I didn't know this, but that was the last meal that I could taste. So, like, I was pretty upset about the fact that that's the last meal I ate when I could still taste food. And so now that brings up my question to you guys. Last meals, what are you requesting?
Like on death row, last mails?
You take it how you want. You could go COVID with it and say this is the last meal you're going to taste for a week or two. Death row, whatever you want. What's your last meal?
Well, if it's COVID, I probably lost my taste already. Just give me nothing but vegetables. Probably tastes like a steak. But if I'm on death row...
the last meal you can taste, Mike. Obviously, you don't want vegetables.
But if it's just COVID, if it's the last meal I can taste for 2 weeks, give me vegetables. I don't care. But if I'm about to die, give me a nice ribeye.
I got to be honest, dude. My favorite thing to eat since we're in Central California is taco truck tacos. They are the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. And if you guys ever wanted to just hang out and be like, yeah, let's go get some tacos, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go eat some tacos.
What's your go-to? You a carne asada guy?
Dude, I'm now an El Pastor taco guy. I was an asada burrito guy. I just switched pork. Over. Yeah, El Pastor taco guy now.
No pork. You got to go with asada.
Nah, dude, I'm all for the El Pastor over the asada. I think asada's
looking...
I'll
do asada burrito at a new truck. I'll do it.
Hey, okay, so tonight I was in the cowboy capital of the world, Oakdale, California.
That's not the cowboy capital of the world. It's just bullshit call. Oakdale, California is not. Okay.
I was at this brewery.
I don't know Oakdale.
And they make you buy.
They're very rude.
They make you buy food with your beer.
Yeah, they're very rude.
They had a taco truck there, and it was called Rico's something or other, out of Turlock. They made. I don't know how you fuck up taco truck tacos, but they seem to do it.
They messed it up, huh?
Yeah.
No way. After a few beers, they messed it up?
Yes.
That's impressive.
I've never been to a taco truck where I'm like...
extra salsa?
No. I've never been to a taco truck where I'm like, these tacos aren't very good. Tonight, it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
They weren't good. If you're in Turlock, don't eat fucking Rico's taco truck.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty hard...
David's tacos are the best.
Where's David's tacos? There you go. Turlock, that's the place to go, Mike. Don't go to Rico's.
I've never had a bad taco truck taco till tonight.
Nice. All right, hey, I got to remind everybody, we're looking to take some emails, so listen to this. Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. You know what I love about that drop right there is that it gives me just enough time to go get a beer and come back. Hey, Keith.
I'm back.
You know what we talked about earlier? Things on an airplane that annoyed us. And I talked about how the guy that sat next to me on the airplane on my last flight took his shoes off, and that was not cool with me.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, I wish I could top that, but that's bad. That's a really bad move.
Do you have any pet peeves when you travel? Like airline pet peeves?
Yes, I do. Really don't like it when my wife looks at my credit card bill and decides that I've drank $180 worth of margaritas at Chili's in Terminal B at fucking O'Hare. Yeah, that bothers me a little bit. But
that's an impressive bill for just
you gotta buy people. It's around here, dude. I'm not
at
an
some
asshole.
Point, you gotta get tired of margarita mix. Like, it's just getting too. It's just too sweet.
It was a lot of money. I don't know.
Nice.
I remember she just was like, "Should you have even driven?" I was like, "I don't." As far as airplane travel, dude, I just don't like the slow people in front of me. Like, my kids can take their Kindles out of their backpack. They take their shoes off faster than anybody, and there's still that one family that fucks it all up.
Yeah, I got super pissed because I was behind a dude. We're all waiting. So this one guy, and of course he's in first class. He's in like seat four. And this dude took up the aisle for, I shit you not. Like, we're waiting on the jetway. I had gotten there, and I'm like 3 feet behind this dude as he stops the entire jetway for like, I'm not kidding, 7 minutes to unload his shit. And I'm just like, dude, you're in seat four. Get the fuck in your seat and let us all get into the back. There's like six people seated beyond seat four because of this douchebag. And I'm just kind of looking at him like, are you for real right now, man? Like, that shit drives me insane.
Well, I don't know. We don't all have 7 minutes to get, man. I don't know.
I guess not. Sorry, I think I cut you off, Keith. Were you telling another story about it?
No, I wasn't.
That incited some like pure rage because it reminded me of that dude. And I was like, dude, we fucking took off like 8 minutes late because of your ass. God, it was annoying. Like, you're in first class. Just sit down. You have all of the, like, you're not in the situation. You have plenty of baggage room above you. You have plenty of room to sit down. Just sit the fuck down. Let the rest of the plane get on. Let them serve you your champagne while you get whatever you need out of your bag.
Have you ever held up a plane because you were drinking in a bar?
can't say I've done that, Keith. Have you done that?
Yeah, several times. Fucking Mike, come on. You're not sitting there like, last call. And you're like,
No. Listen,
I got one more, Big Tex. I'll tell you why Oklahoma's going to beat Texas at the Red River rivalry. And then you just stumble into the fucking airplane. And they're like, oh, what the fuck's going on? And they're like, oh, my brother's getting married. And they're like, get the fuck. Sit the fuck down. No?
This sounds a little too real to be fake.
You guys don't know how to travel. I mean, like... Well, you guys are really disappointed.
I'm not much of a traveler. I'm not.
No, he's not. Keith, you're talking to a dude like Mike. When Mike came to visit me in Vegas, he checked his bag on a fucking hour-long flight. So this is who we're talking to.
Sounds like he had a badass room, though, right?
He did. He fixed that up.
Yeah, so you could fucking suck it, Josh.
Yeah, well, you got lucky on that one. I wish I had found that room in this hotel. I didn't know I was going to be fucking isolated in it for 2 weeks, though, so... Although, I will say I did get a bigger room, which I'm thankful for. I just didn't get Mike's king-size suite.
Well, blessed. #blessed.
Yeah. Not everybody's a fucking baller, bro.
Yeah. So you guys didn't even answer my question. Okay?
What was that one?
I asked you,
I almost got kicked off of the airplane?
I said last meal. What's your actual last meal? Oh. You didn't answer.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a ribeye. I don't know. When I'm that bad off, Josh, when I actually ask somebody to be like, hey, what was your last meal? It's like, you know what? Things are going to be sideways. And I'll be like, Josh, fuck you. I'll take a ribeye. As they electrocute my ass.
You're going ribeye, which I'm all for that. Mike.
No, but I think you're part of it. You're part of the problem.
No, I'm part of the problem.
We've still yet to accomplish. Is it pre-COVID or pre-death?
Just, Mike, just answer the question. I can't wait for COVID. Pre-death. Josh, it's your last meal. It's your last meal. What are you eating?
Yeah, I'm getting that ribeye and fucking garlic mashers, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Throw some good asparagus.
So you guys are both going ribeyes.
Yeah, probably some peach cobbler.
A couple California guys ordering like Texans. Life, okay, I like it.
Fuck you. So you know what? You know what? You know what you don't get?
Yeah. Why do you got to make everything about Texas, dude?
Yeah.
You can't even have a fucking open container.
I'm just saying, you guys are both living in California. Your last meal is very Texas.
I'm calling my lawyer immediately.
Hey, everybody knows California.
You can eat my ribeye. That's what's going to happen. I'm calling my motherfucking lawyer.
How about that?
Eat that shit, motherfucker.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, which last week I was shaving up.
Yeah, you did. Sorry, dude.
I drew some blood.
Skimmed it.
Yeah. Mike, you want to explain? You want to explain yourself Icarus. Real quick?
You flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, so earlier we talked about a date, so I said I better trim these motherfuckers up.
Who is this for? And who is the date for?
Come on, guy. We know this shit.
Oh, it was for Shelly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shelly was beautiful.
The lady we had on the show. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Anywho. Yeah. So I said, I better trim these nuts. And I had the guard on and everything, but my ball sack's like a fucking Shar-Pei puppy. And I nicked it a couple times.
Yeah.
So, he actually sent us a picture, not of his balls, but of his fingers with blood on them. And the caption was, guess where this came from?
Well, I sent my photo of the bruised toe. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll one up you.
Yeah, nah. And then I think Tim actually responded with, what did he say?
Guess where this blood came from.
Yeah, he said, is that your penis?
Yeah, he said, from your penis. And then Mike said, no, it was actually my balls, because you nicked it shaving for Shelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that pan out?
On and everything.
How'd that pan out? You drew blood for what? How'd that go?
For no reason.
Why was it no reason,
I thought you were splicing this together with the last episode.
Why no reason?
The chemistry we shared on the phone did not translate into the in-person community.
Do you see how politically correct he's being right now, Keith?
No.
He's being super, like, quiet about what happened with Shelly. None of us know.
No, he got a blowjob. We all know what happened. He got a blowjob. He just keeps saying,
we didn't work out because we had personal differences, or we didn't, like, he's being super PC about the whole thing.
Okay. So, no. That text message was false. I think in the text message thread, I said, I got a blowjob, but she would not stick her finger at my ass, so she's not the girl for me.
Mm. That was my bad. False. I'm sorry.
There was no blowjob whatsoever.
Yeah, no. He's just.
I just assumed she. A girl from.
They didn't do anything. Ventura. They didn't even. They went to dinner, and then Mike left and still made it in time for the Tyson Jones Jr. fight.
Yeah, that was a disappointment.
Yeah, that was as disappointing as your date.
Yeah.
Update.
Almost.
Keith, did you watch that fight?
My neighbor invited me over for it, and then I had to go home and eat dinner, and I said, hey, what's up with that fight? And he never responded.
You mean that guy that bought the house that I used to own?
The house that you sold.
That dude? Yeah, I wouldn't have gone and watched a fight with that guy either. Sounds like a douche.
That guy. So you're willing to sell the guy your house, but you wouldn't watch money with him?
Yeah, if you're gonna pay me money for the house, I don't care who you are.
Dude, well, he made a bunch of money on that house.
We did well in the house.
That's leaving your ex neighbors in a bad situation.
That house, the seller of that house bought the boat, man. So I'm selling it to whoever's gonna buy it.
I'm pretty sure real estate agents are like, hey, and also you get to drink with Keith. And that's like another $100,000.
Yeah, man. So you pretty much, if you think about it, you are the reason I have a boat now.
Like when I'm just standing out at the end of the driveway, like sweeping leaves.
Stella's freshly pigtailed your hair.
Yeah.
And they're like, you get to drink with that dude. And they're like, yeah, I'll give it $50,000 over asking.
This guy's awesome. You're like, I'm fucking, you're goddamn right I'm awesome.
Well, it'd be cool if one day this podcast bought me a boat.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd count on it, but we're doing really well so far. We're doing better than expected.
I'm doing that great, guys. No, dude. We can all hang out somewhere in Vegas, Mexico, I prefer, where international laws don't exist. And then we can build some stuff.
Is there a specific reason you don't want international laws present?
No, just trying to sound tough.
I don't know that I've ever really done, like, I've been on a cruise ship, but I've never, like, done a trip to Mexico.
Oh, my God. You guys got to do it.
Okay. That sounds like we should do it. Well, we should do a 3FG tour in Mexico,
Keith? Like a donkey?
You can buy dynamite down there real cheap, so you just blow shit up. It's really fun.
Okay. What are you want to blow up?
I'm in. Sounds
like
fun.
Beaches and shit, like in piers.
A beach? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Come on, bro.
Hey, if you're a wildland firefighter, you are like trained in the art of dynamite. So we should just let Keith roll with this. And I think we should go. I would love to watch.
What do you mean watch, dude? We're all partaking.
Yeah, it's active verbs from here on out.
Nah, I mean, I don't really want to like Jason Pierre-Paul myself. So I'm okay with Keith lighting stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, we're in the thick of shit, man.
Yeah. So you guys can get into some shit, and I'll just watch.
Exclamation point this shit, dude. You know what? I'm kind of getting a little upset about you guys. You guys can't even figure out how to get to Mexico together. I mean, this is, I don't know.
I think we should do it. I think it'd be fun.
My friends all got to Mexico.
Keith, tell the story. You know what?
I'll see you in Mexico, fuckers.
Are you sure you're going to be in Mexico, Keith, If you win, are we going to Mexico?
No. I'm going to go to Mexico and pretend I won. That's the idea. I'm going
to
lay low.
I'll go to Mexico, but can we see a donkey show?
So, Keith, if you win, where are we going to go?
Mexico.
Okay, so we are going to Mexico. If you win. Okay.
So, will you just bench Kyler Murray and then we'll be fine?
Nope. Won't do it.
No, Keith, you're going to beat this dude. Don't worry about it.
No, it's not going to happen.
Be beautiful.
The good news is we can't go to Australia, because I was worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get a passport. I made it this far in life without one. I don't
want to go now. You got to get a passport, dude.
For what?
Hmm?
For what?
Shit hits the fan.
So you can go to other countries and like see things and experience culture?
Fuck. Listen. I live in the best country in the fucking world.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike. I completely agree with you, but you should see the rest of the world.
I haven't seen more than 20% of this country.
Mike, so explain to me your travels. Like, where have you been?
Listen, I travel to work every morning, Josh.
Nope.
Yeah. Agreed.
Give me other states or countries that you visited. What I do. I'm curious.
Oh, you want me to run by state?
Series! Grayson.
Yeah.
Wesley. Oh, you know
about Grayson? Fresno.
Oh, I know Madison. Grayson.
Recently went to Madeira.
That was Merced. No. Okay. So I've been to Oregon, Arizona. Wait, does landing for layovers count?
No. No.
Okay. So Utah's out. Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Indianapolis, Missouri. Yeah, that's about it.
That's the whole gamut? That's what you've done? Oh my gosh, Mike, we got so many places you need to go see. First off, you haven't been to Texas, and that's problem number one.
Listen.
So now I feel obliged if I win to make you come to Texas.
Nah, I'm good, man. I don't need to go there.
Yeah, fuck Texas.
Nah.
Bunch of
Dez Bryant catch
that's
bullshit.
That's it. Fuck you guys. If I win, you're coming to Texas. We're going to have it in Texas. So
Fair enough. Who wins? If you win.
It brings people to their home state.
If I win, we're going to Mexico. If we win, he's going to Dallas, Fort Worth. Cool.
And when I win, we're going to Nashville.
I was in Amarillo, Texas one time, and I made fun of the Dez Bryant half catch against the Packers.
You mean the catch? The real catch?
It didn't exist in the playbook, and the Packers won, and I brought that up, and some woman tried to fight me, and I had to, you know, put my hands up, man.
Did you say some woman tried to fight you?
Yes. She's pissed off.
That's what I love about Texas, man. That's what you get.
I'm a rule book guy. I go by the rules, right?
Yeah, well, they changed the rules because of that catch. But yes.
Mike.
Is that kind of.
You know what my favorite part about Mexico is? I'll never see you guys that whole weekend. And then I'll just kind of show up back here.
Keith will just be gone, and then he'll be back. Keith, where you been?
Fine.
I got sick. I got, like, real sick in my hotel room. Couldn't leave. I think I got corona. I think the vaccine came out, like, 6 months ago.
Keith, we got to get you across the border right now.
Let's go to... I'm with you. Let's go to Mexico.
I look out for the rest of the crew.
If you win, let's go to Mexico.
I think we all win. Let's go to Mexico.
Yep. No, only problem is, don't you have to have a passport to get to Mexico?
Yeah. You don't have a hot one, dude?
I've got one. I'm good, but I think a few people would have to go get some renewals or something.
I got a real California.
You know what? I might leave it at the border. I'm done.
Just go one way.
Yeah.
No, I don't have one. I can't go back.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Hey, we're done.
Hey, some shit.
Hey.
Mike, I say you go to Mexico.
I'll go to Mexico.
We're going on a fucking cattle drive in Miami. How about that? Yeah?
I think you need to go to Mexico. That's what I think.